The touch football season on the North West Coast gets underway next week, or in fact the juniors have already started. To tell us a bit more about it, the president of the Devonport Touch Association is John Dowling, who joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Martin. How are you going?
Yeah, good. I've been noticing the TV ads, and I thought that's a great idea, and they're obviously spending money that they got from the government to help with recovery from the pandemic. But a bit more research told me that the Devonport Touch Association, the Launceston Touch Association, actually paid for those ads out of their own budget, and it's done well for you. You've got dividends, haven't you?
Yeah, well, certainly in terms of our junior numbers, we've had an outstanding response to our junior competition this year. We've got, as of this Saturday morning, we've got 46 junior teams across both primary and high school divisions. So that's been a really positive result for us. Thanks in no parts to the great work of our school coordinator, Narelle Gann. She's done a fantastic job pulling that together. And, up and away, so to speak.
Yeah, well, they had juniors on Wednesday and Thursday night, and the senior men's and women's competition starts next Wednesday night. And I think Wednesday's a great choice, Wednesday night, now that we're in daylight savings. Cricket and other teams tend to train on Thursdays and Tuesdays for Saturday sports. So for people that are involved in other sports, Wednesday night's very convenient as well.
Yeah, it certainly is. We found, we've deliberately tried to avoid clashing with other sports. Touch footy is regarded as a minor sport per se. But what we've deliberately done this year is waited till the football and rugby seasons have concluded and the netball seasons have concluded. We've delayed the start of our season to try and attract those senior players. It's paid off in the women's with an extra women's team, and we've got a number of new teams in our mixed competition as well. So it's all looking pretty positive. We're still looking for more numbers, particularly in our men's and women's competition. If people are interested, basically, if you can catch a ball and run and you want to have a bit of a good time, you can certainly still join a team. And I'm sure our committee would probably consider any additional teams that came at the 11th hour, even though we've probably closed registrations. But we'll probably never say no to anyone new that wants to play.
Absolutely. Now, in the past, the touch has been traditionally the domain of winter sports people that want to do something during summer. Do you still get a large involvement in that respect?
Yeah, we've had, we have a combination of sort of returning men's and this year's returning women's football players. We do have a number of players that for touch footy is their main sport. I guess that's like that for a number of sports. But our summer competition has generally been like an alternative, I guess you could say, a pre-season competition for a number of people. Although this year we started our first ever winter competition, and that was actually very successful. We had five teams. We had almost 70 people playing over the winter months. We played on a Sunday afternoon, again, trying not to clash with other people's sporting options. And, that turned out quite well for us. It's something we'll run again next year in our so-called off-season.
For people who don't understand, touch is basically, it's a version, I guess, based on rugby league loosely, but there's no contact. And so how do people that have never played a sport like that, how do they adapt to playing touch for the first time? Is it difficult to pick up, or does it come naturally?
If people check our Facebook page, Touch Football Australia has we have an employee, a development officer on the northwest coast, and he conducts clinics for anyone who wants to learn the basics of playing touch. I think it's on Tuesday afternoons. Just check our if people check our Facebook page, the Costa Group Devonport Touch Association Facebook page, they can actually find that information. So Des Fogarty is his name. Des is very happy to teach people the basics of the game. And as you said, it's basically rugby league without the tackling. Even for older players like myself, it's very beneficial, let me tell you.
Yeah, I reckon it gets the heart rate going. That's a great idea to have instructions like that, like I said, because if I was going to take it up, I'd be really uncertain of not knowing how to play the game and be a liability to the team that I'm playing with, more than likely. So that's great that you've got that sort of education going on. I think it's terrific. So, John, how long does the game go for, talking about getting the heart rate up? They're only short games, aren't they, less than an hour?
Yeah, well, relatively. We've had, over the years, you have a number of what you would consider to be very, very fit footballers come along. It's just the stop-start nature of the game. It can be quite explosive in times where you need to sprint, then you might be jogging, then you might be walking. And so the games go, they're 20-minute halves with a 5-minute half-time break. So the games actually only go for 45 minutes.
Right.
But you can get an absolute workout during that time, and quite often, certainly at the elite level and even at the park touch level, people are only on the field for 2 or 3 minutes, and and they basically need a rest, and then they sub off and a new sub comes on. So you can work extremely hard in a very short period of time, or at the more social levels, you can just chuck the ball around and have a good time.
It's a bit like basketball, really, isn't it? I mean, that's, you know, 40 minutes, and you can get a good workout playing a game of basketball in the same sort of stop-start momentum and that sort of thing as well. So, John, if people want to join a team, if they want to get involved, in touch, there's still time, as you said, and you'll take late registrations. How do they do that?
Well, what I suggest now, through our website, the registrations have closed, but all people need to do is go to the Costa Group Devonport Touch Association's Facebook page and just shoot us a message from there, and we'll certainly be in touch and able to accommodate anyone.
Well, John, good luck with the season. Thanks for your time this morning. It sounds like it's going to be a ripper, but thanks again.
Thanks so much, Martin.